Blog Talk Radio.
Behind every beating heart, there's a story. And everyone has a story to tell, but no one can tell your story better than you. So never forget your struggle, because you'll lose your direction. Never forget your struggle, always strive for perfection. Life is an ongoing lesson. Every tragedy has its blessing, so stop stressing. God wouldn't have brought you to it if he couldn't get you through it. So your purpose in life, continue to pursue it. Where your future takes you depends on the choices that you make. You have the strength to control your own fate, so never live your life on a maybe. And don't allow others' negative perception of you define and decide your own destiny. Just live free. We can do the things we want if we just try, so stop wondering to yourself why and look to the sky and begin to fly. To reach a goal, you have to have the heart of a lion. Strive to keep pushing, don't quit, just keep trying. Your expectations of your purpose you should want to meet, so never stand by anyone who clearly tries to cut success from under your feet. And don't be so content to stand in the sand by the seashore when there's an entire body of ocean that's ready for you to explore. So don't get down about your past. Even flowers need dirt to grow for the ability to last. These words are small in this book that I write in, but the outlook they give speaks big on life. And I don't expect those to understand my journey who has never walked my path. My ambition to succeed is through this pen, so you will feel my wrath. So I voice my heart into these words and verses. I'm a lyrical blessing. I'm a poet with a purpose, touching lives through what I speak, because what I speak can strengthen you if you are weak. Poetic therapy.
It ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no one for guessing. So more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. If I'm worth more than you could manage. Manage, yeah. Open with me, oh, we could be honest. Closer to me, oh, giving me silence. About it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, you're doing this just for pleasure. Either let me or I'm a lesson. Loving me right, giving me life, all night you could.
Your mind of all thoughts. Let your heart be at peace.
Mississippi Road. We live in the blues of the Delta. A good morning to your neighbor, a good night to your dream. We are the song of survival, a living song without lyrics or words, a kind gesture, a wink of the eye, a loving touch upon a child's head, a strong, warm hug to keep away the doubt. grandma's, grandma's hands upon your face, wiping away the tears, holding back the fears. In between the shoe signs and the dishwashing, in between the GDs and PhDs, in between the outhouses and crack houses, we create ways to live and love. We live on the move, moving, moving, moving forward through the bling bling, the prison camps and the closed casters and the holes and bitches and the alcohol and Jesus all on the same corner. We are the one and true living God. All around us is life, our humanity. Our humanity is the essence of life. Our blood nurtures its soul. Our humiliation and pain gives it expression. Our ignorance gives vision to its life. Living contradictions, living paradoxes, living phenomena, living just for the city, for a smile, for a touch, for hip-hop, for the glory of our ancestors and the blessings of our gods. Peace.
I had a therapist tell me once, it was ironic how much love I gave out because I didn't give much to myself. She laughed, like self-love was a sick joke. I chuckled and cried at home. I had someone tell me once I could not love anyone else until I learned to love myself. This time I got to laugh. This time the sick joke was mine. It was me. Might as well wait forever. I remember hating myself at the age of 7. Journals filled to the brim with criticisms by 8. I had enough pages to stitch them into wings, to fly close enough to the sun to see my tears turn to steam, felt the wax burn on my shoulders and mold into thick skin. I was 9 when I wanted to die. 13 when I found a solution, figured if I could cut my legs enough, gravity would let me go. When it didn't, I tied a pillowcase around my neck, twisting like the rope swings I knew so well from childhood. Heard my heartbeat pound in my ears like a warning drum, then fade. I'd almost convinced myself I'd done it. When I started writing, I smeared my blood on every page to remind myself that everything beautiful has a consequence. I'd hoped to stall the clotting long enough to give myself to the craft and let myself go. I have died so many times. So when I told you that loving you almost makes life worth it, I was not joking. When I tell you that loving you almost makes me forget how much I hate myself, it is not poetry. Loving you is taking all the love I could never give myself and putting it to good use. It is reminding myself that if someone can love a dying thing this way, can hold the Lazarus of my body and give thanks for the way it holds back, if someone can kiss the scars, administer the pills, absorb the bad days and wake up smiling next to me, then I can try to breathe again. Because self-love does not always come first, or second, or even ever. But your love be the guardrail on the ledge, be the drawers that hide all the sharp things, be the body that carries my collapsed frame into bed, be the flowers you bought. Because even though they are dying too, they still dance. Love will not heal me, will not wipe my slate of a body clean. I will always be a woman of wounds, of rope-marked neck and melted skin. Love will not heal me, but it will hold my hand if I ever heal myself, and maybe teach me a joke that I can stay alive long enough to laugh at. I love you enough to want to love myself too.
Your boy Big Buck, the Rhymes Live and Direct.
The Fool.
the advent, the next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing student to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
Feel the therapy, feel the power, feel the energy inside to flow and emancipate all the wrong pieces of you. Elevate yourself to love and cherish and be passionate to the good things that are coming your way, if they're not there already. Flow in the essence of life and love, and keep it the banter with your God. Keep it the banter with your ancestors. Keep it the banter with your environment. Let's take the time to live life at its fullest. Live, love, fight, and we do it over again for survival and for empowerment. Ashe. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is Poetic Therapy. I am Rob Marl, the Djembe poet. Thank you for joining us. La Pearl La Negra, my co-host, is currently at an event, a poetic event, with some of the Epiphany family, so she won't be joining us this evening. Know she's having a good time, and she and the rest of them are having a good time. So wish them the best and positive vibes to them. If you're listening online, the telephone number to call is 319-527-6300. That's 319-527-6300. And if you like to spit, please press 1. So, I'm going to go ahead and do a piece. The last poem I just did was kind of improvised. It was improvised. So I'm going to do one piece, and then we're going to go ahead and get to the open mic. And we don't have a theme. I know if you listen to all the rest of the poetry shows on Epiphany, there's always a theme or a question. I don't have a theme, but I do have a question specifically. And you can ask yourself, you can respond to it. What is your feeling before and after you do your piece? What is your emotion? What is the anticipation? What are the expectations when you spit the piece before and after? After you do it, depending on the reaction of the crowd or the reader, what is your feeling? Do you get satisfaction, or is it something where you feel like you can do a little bit better? You know, one thing about poetry, when you write in poetry or even spoken word, spitting or reciting, whatever you want to call it, you know, it's always something that's within ourselves that wants to, hopefully that people will get something out of it. Now, you could be this dynamic spoken word artist, and you go and do your thing in this huge crowd of people, and you'll get a major reaction depending upon your delivery, depending upon your cadence, you know. So you're guaranteed to get something out of that. You're going to get a reaction. It's inevitable. But if you're more of an unseasoned, quote-unquote, unseasoned poet, You might get a little nervous. You might get shaking. And the way you deliver, the way you spit, it may not resonate as well as the crowd. But it's a situation where you might, of all those people that were not really feeling what you were saying or what you was writing, you know, there's one person that said, will say, you know what? Yeah, I was feeling that. I think that really spoke, that poem, that particular poem that you spit spoke to that individual's heart. So of all the thousands of people or hundreds of people, and, you know, I'm kind of exaggerating because, you know, you had a poetry, you ain't going to have like 1,000 people unless you have some, you know, some major, major poetry show and stuff. But, you know, like 40, 50 people, you know, the maximum. If you connected with one person, you've done your job. But the question is, do you feel that way? Those are the feelings that you come across when you spit. Do you feel liberated? Do you feel disappointed? Those are the questions that you need to ask yourself. So once again, the telephone number to call is 319-527-6300, and don't forget to press 1. And please, I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the president and CEO of the Epiphany Radio, that's Larry Mannix, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And he has a poetry show every single day, all 7 days of the week, you know. And they, some of them leapfrog over each other every other week and stuff. But, you know, Epiphany has got a lot of things going down on its network. So we'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for those who do listen in. Thank you for your support. And I hope you keep on listening. Hope you keep on, you know, vibing to us, you know. So so once again, thank you very much. Okay, so I'm going to read this piece, and then we're going to go to our open mic. So far, we've only got 2 people in queue, but, you know, we'll keep it going. Worry. Slowing silence. Thus unconditioned recollections, painful yet resilient comeback through chants of water, saturated soil, and saying hello to a congregation on altars. Gawking sunrise over desert terrain behind stained glass windows, opining generational achievements and curses left for the unborn. Asking myself, did I make it? Difference? Can we escape our indifference? Can we set records straight as the inevitable came and gradually dissipate? Interior battles where prisoners aren't taken. Rising exuberance enticing convictions to smile finally. Elders permitting me to shine at their discretion. Every essence I embrace, my family, my ancestors living within, confined no longer in corners of captive audience. Giving unsolicited takes about discomfort they find in my journey, but I cease to appease their fear and ignorance. I sell, roused by drum rhythm and dances draped only in waist beads and black pearls, moving seductively in my mind to feel the power of this release. Pure climax, jubilantly letting it go. A great warrior no longer weary, recognizing his weakness to build his strength. Resting on foundations of complete habilitation, now making others discontent for my freedom to exist without consent, and masking total callings of my declaration of my rights of passage. No more stalling, I move along on fertile spirit to breathe again, to just breathe again, returning from death's door. And that's that piece. Ashe. Once again, the telephone number to call is 319-527-6300. So we're going to go to our first caller. We got area code 615 in the building. Area code 615 in the building. You're on the mic. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to C34 Music, Djembe Poet. Nice to meet you. Nice to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. How you doing? How you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing well. I mean, I'm sitting in the car and I have the rain being the drum beats in my background.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So, is this your first time calling, my brother?
Not the first time calling Poetic Therapy, but okay. This is the first time with you hosting.
Oh, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the question. What is your feelings, your emotions before and after you spit a piece?
Before I spit a piece or recite a piece, I just want to make sure that the phrasings are right, and I want to make sure. I mean, La Perla Negra calls me deliberate at times because I want to make sure the words are heard in the way that it was written. And I'm more about ministering the message more than the performance. Now, I'm not going to give you monotone stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you some character. But I believe I'm more about ministering the message. And then afterwards, if I just touch one person, I'm not worried about a multitude. I'm about if I can touch and move one person with this message, I'm good.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, and that's how it usually goes. You know, everything, seems to come more about performance, dealing with more about performances and how you deliver. But, being deliberate, being straight up with what you're saying, and that connects to one person, you've done your job. Thank you, brother.
Yep.
Ashe.
You're welcome.
I mean. Thank
yes.
you. What you got for us, brother? And I'm going to give you, since there's only two of you in queue, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to allow you to do two pieces.
You're going to allow me to do two pieces. Okay.
Yes,
did not see that coming, but okay, I'll be ready.
Well, you can do one piece. It's no problem. I can get back to you, brother.
No, I got two.
Okay.
So, the first one is entitled Still Waiting. And whenever you're ready.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. You know, I want to be your lover. That's all. Now, understand the controversy of people calling you scandalous. It's been revealed during the time you were employed as a lady cab driver going 155 mile per hour zone in your little red Corvette. Why didn't you take me with you down Alphabet? Remember when I met you in 1999 at a club called Erotic City? I wondered if you could be the most beautiful girl in the world. I thought we could have had the greatest romance ever been sold, but you told me to get off as if I was your girlfriend. I was still waiting uptown with darling Nikki and that dude we called Computer Blue to get an answer, but I should have known nothing compares to you and the beautiful ones like you. I adore and I hate you. And yet me, with the dirty mind of an international lover, wanted you to do me, baby. And no, the minute I buy you diamonds and pearls will be when pigs fly and when doves cry. Treat me so bad. And how come you don't call me anymore? See, you got me still waiting in the mood for you to let me rub you the right way. And my, my, my. How you got me going half crazy, believing we're a perfect combination. I mean, let's get the mood right. Let's spend the night. I mean, are you my lady du jour or just a fair weather friend not seeing that I learned the process of what changes boys to men? It's not all about being curious pertaining to my body all over your body, but there you go again. Keeping me waiting for a girl like you when I want to know what love is and I don't want to live without you. If you could see double vision of how it is as to why I can't get enough of your love, you'd stop being this jukebox hero playing head games with me. But I'm still waiting like a sexy mother complete with cream, as a party man in the signs of the times, wearing purple in the rain, ready to kiss you. While you rock that raspberry beret in this house quake, like I need another hole in the head. Damn you. Now, you want some pancakes? That's that piece.
All right, you breaking down the Prince and a little Johnny Gill. Yeah, I want to be your lover because I feel for you getting all soft and wet. And just work it. Get a little kind, because we get a little controversial up in here with a little dance music sexual man. that's beautiful, bro. That's perfect, man. So, how'd you come up with that? Utilizing the songs and Prince's in your poem, man. Well, how did you do?
The thing is, I have a poetry writing group we call the Fourth Quarter. And one of the poets has been checking out my favorite songs playlist, and he decided to shoot me that title. When he shot me that title, I just had to run with it because, I saw Prince in it. I saw Johnny Gill. I saw Foreigner. So I just had to go.
That's beautiful. Good. All right. Yeah, appreciate it. So, get your second poem. You ready?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay. Mike is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Dr. Doom. Her last name was Dune. She's got a doctorate from Duke. We were working on Zoom. When I got a call from Kalamazoo, it was Poetic Pretty Wings saying, and I quote, "What's the matter with you?" She's bad news, but I told her I'm meeting her in Dallas by 2. Then Amuna J called saying, "Brother, please cancel the trip. Abort the mission. Abandon ship." But I can't. I'm a man of my word. Her profile pic looked like Janet Jackson. When I met her, she looked like Freddie. In this restaurant on the corner of Elm Street, I order amaretto. She orders spaghetti and Hennessy. Got a call from my dude Strategy. He was playing Super Mario Brothers at a casino in Franklin, Kentucky, telling me to run for cover after winning $1 million there. I soon discovered that this was doomsday, and she sacked me like Too Tall Jones, fighting me like a Viking from Minneapolis, placing me in an apparatus next to an Arizona cactus. Buck naked and embarrassed, the police asked me to describe the character. They couldn't stifle their laughter as I was hanging upside down with my crack in the air. Her big butt and a smile with a distraction. I was red man after thinking it was time for some action. Now I'm shriveled up in my manhood. Moral of this story, lust will make you a damn fool. In peace.
All right. Now that was dope. That was another dope piece.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I appreciate you coming through, brother. So tell us where we can reach you and what's the best place to find me.
Okay, you can find me on Facebook / Clarence Ferguson Jr. You can find me on my group page entitled C, the letter C, the word double, like single, double, triple, number 34, Music and Friends. Or you can find me on SoundCloud / Clarence Ferguson Jr.
All right, that's what's up. Yeah, man, I'm definitely gonna give you a reach out on Facebook, man. So definitely, because I definitely like your work, man, and I definitely want to know more about what you do with your writing class and stuff. So once again, brother, thank you for coming through, and we would say your name. Say your poet name again. I'm getting old.
Hey, thank you. One love, one mic to you.
Yeah. Yeah, what's your poetic name, brother?
C, double, like you're seeing double.
Yeah.
34, Music.
C-Double 34 Music. All right, my brother. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, C-Double 34 Music. You got it.
Okay, thank you. All right, brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. C-Double 34 Music. I know I probably fucked that up. Coming through. Coming on therapy chair. So we're going to continue on. In the middle of the bed, viewing healthy creation of black woman magic, plump proportion of brown sugar, stretch marks, and sagging 44 double D, salt and pepper afro, I can't wait. You're up in the stakes of a consensual obligation to make. Fuck a condom. Even in my 50s, I'm eager to procreate. The bill with lips, climbing your peaks to suck tips of the gold mine, penetrating side to side with thighs high, moaning sonic boom, inevitable prelude to the art of love, riding pistols enlarged with fitting like gloves, evolving efforts to going deep, pump it up, expanding saturated skies, never enough, coming legacies, multiple climax at the top of the balance, resolution, attaining concessions, progressing elevation with mighty ass smack, reach around, face down in the pillow, back it up, do it again, who does it belong to? Us. Dripping wisdom on the phallus, libating throat chakras, consuming drops of the messenger, maintaining balance in his delivery from head of state. We're not naughty, we're using common sense, echoing in chambers of togetherness, spiritual consensus threatening you on the kitchen table with get it, daddy, as your confirmation, overheard by neighbors and the mailman still installing on his route every time he comes around our house. But we keep it exclusive. Our energy is a two-way street. Freak it out. Missionary, doggy style, in your mouth. Metaphor, spreading your cheeks. Fit neatly inside commodities, extraordinarily gifted performance, commanding honesty that keeps us going, never relenting in the desires of knowing how good we are to each other. And that's that piece. So once again, the telephone number to call is 319-527-6300. Yes, yes.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Ring Ring.
Your number one hit station
in town. This is Sandy, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
They know who we be.
Yeah, yeah, one love, one mic. The telephone number to call once again is 319-527-6300. And we're going to go ahead and bring up our next artist. And I'm not even going to announce her name. I'm going to bring her on. But before I do, I'm going to ask this sister, because since I've been hearing her on Epiphany, and despite what LaPearl says, I'm not new. I'm a returner. I'm returning a person from Epiphany, because I was in Epiphany about 5 years ago. But I'm going to go ahead and ask this poet, this artist, when she comes on, I'm gonna ask her how is she feeling? How you feeling?
I am fabulous. Thank you.
Poetical Angel Queen Amelia T. Davis, what's up? What's up, Queen? How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm so glad to hear you back hosting.
Yeah, you already answered that, but I appreciate you coming through. Yeah, so what's been up? What's been up? Been work? You've been getting busy with the pen over these past few days, I see.
Yeah, I do post pretty often, you know. Try to keep in line with, you know, what's happening around the world and in our little corner of the world as well. I wrote a poetry piece for the Get Down, and it was, the theme was, write a poem that could be used as your wedding vow. So, of course, there was a chocolate king in the mix. And I posted it in a group that I was in way back and really hadn't posted in very often. And I got a lot of static behind that poem. And I was like, what is wrong with you people?
What happened? Why didn't like it?
They were just being haters. One female was laughing, saying that I was, you know, less than, and some other nasty comments. So I knew the person who owned that, or, you know, created that that group. And I hit him up and I said, what's up with your people, you know? And so anyway, they got knocked out. But the point is, on that particular poem, another person said, you know, there's all this stuff going on in the world, and this young man was shot 60 times. And I told him, I said, you must not be aware of my poetry, because I write on that subject quite often. This poem right here had a purpose, and it's not for you to dictate my art, my poetry.
Right.
So it's kind of funny you brought that up, because, yes, I do. I write across the board. I write about various issues, not just love, not just, you know, fancy, favorable stuff. I write some very, you know, hard-hitting poems as well, which I, since this is poetic therapy and we're doing two poems, I thought I'll bring a piece in that poem, and with this guy that was saying I don't write, you know, I should be writing more about basically what he was saying was consciousness pieces. And I said, just a few days ago, I wrote something, and I bet you didn't read that one. Why don't you go read it? So anyway, this is that poem.
Oh, before you go do your piece, I guess in some way you kind of answered my question, but the other topic. So what is your feeling before and after you are fit a piece?
Well, I've gotten very accustomed to doing the poetry on the radio, but I still, when I first started, and I still get it because I don't perform live very often because I don't know how to drive, so I have a difficult time getting to events. But when I have performed live, I tend to get butterflies in my stomach prior to stepping up to the mic. Once I got the mic in my hand, I could say and do anything, you know. I feel very much empowered and focused after stepping off the stage. feel elation, you know. Now, on the radio, I used to be petrified because I just didn't know how my poetry would be accepted. And but over the years, many have said that I have helped them. And so, like D.W. said, if I can touch one person, enlighten one person, help them get over something, help them learn how to do something, then my job is complete. And I've had many say to me over the years now, you know, I'm going on a decade now. And so I've had many say that I did touch them in some way. And so I'm quite pleased with that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You just keep it going. And you... as you do, because everybody is doing a service to whoever wants to, you know, let it impact. So thank you for that. Thank you for that, Poetic Angel Queen. So go ahead and spit your piece. The mic is yours.
Okay, so the first piece is Rights Lost. So you're celebrating the death of Roe versus Wade. They have been slowly chipping away at the right for a woman to choose to have an abortion for decades now. What y'all have been blind to is this was a test for something much larger to be destroyed. Playing on the Christian element for many decades for just that reason. If you take notice of all those various public officials that have had multiple scandals of wrongful acts, most have been Republicans. Republicans could care less about the Bible or Christians. They are concerned about that power and money. What has been brewing for decades now is that if they could destroy a major law giving women the right to choose, they can then get the civil rights bills to be overturned. The civil right is what is really at stake. Now that they have one major law overturned, the next on the agenda is civil rights and liberty. So all you men who are minorities who have been celebrating the fact that women no longer have rights to choose, better wake up and see what is coming in the future. In addition, it's been so long, apparently people have forgotten or were born later, the horrific acts that women had to choose in order to end a pregnancy before the law was passed will begin happening again. The symbol of a wire hanger has a horrible story behind it. Women desperately needing to end a pregnancy would shove a wire hanger up their private area. Backdoor abortions used to happen. If you had enough money, you could pay a doctor to do the abortion done at night in the back rooms. This is a horrific situation, absolutely nothing to be celebrating. Change the clock back to the 1950s. Be watchful and aware. Worst is coming eventually. This isn't a reason to celebrate at all. Rights have been stolen away. What is the next set of rights that will be dismissed, stolen, and overturned? Wake up, step up, speak up, do what's right, scream, yell, demand to be heard. Rights lost is a loss, everyone. Mark my words, eventually much greater, much more significant laws are going to be overturned, destroyed, changed. The end is coming soon. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. End peace.
There's nothing but truth in what you're saying. And yeah, there is something much bigger on the horizon when it comes to this decision. You know, now with the beat to keep it 100, you know, I'm kind of like, I shy away from the issue of, abortion, Roe v. Wade stuff, you know, but I do agree that this is something that is, more damaging could happen after what transpired. And it's funny because back when Bush II was president, they're complaining about activist judges. Basically, this is what they're doing right now. They are maintained as activism in their decision making and stuff, and not flexing on what's basically following the Constitution, so to speak. So yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for that, Queen. And so do you have your second piece?
Yeah, this one's going to be a romance, so changing gears.
Okay.
It's called To a Special Someone.
All right, the mic is yours.
He is strong and bold. Nobody's fool. Delicious and delightful, smooth and sensitive, a soft breeze on an autumn afternoon, the warm rays of the sun lighting the way. He is the glow of the moon cascading across my consciousness. He is enlightenment, education, empowerment, and evolving awareness. He is a romantic candlelight dinner. He is waking up to a love everlasting. He is the therapy I need to release my emotions. God ordained him to be with me throughout my life, a beacon during my darkest night and a celebration during my happiest moments. I can depend on him regardless of what happens. He is with me always, never deserting me. Always a strong tower to shore me up during my weakest times. Tenderness to lay upon during my strongest times. A faithful lover that ignites my passion. God's love is expressed through him. Jesus' mercies communicated with his flow. He is very similar to Jesus, yet nowhere near the same. He is, however, loving, kind, godly, powerful, and exquisite. David knew him well. They were the best of friends. He depends on him greatly. At his core, he has a heart of gold. He is intelligent and trustworthy. He expresses the injustices, speaking out against the evils of our world. I'm in love with him doesn't adequately explain my heartfelt emotions regarding him. What I will say is poetry. I be wed. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen and Peace.
All right, another phenomenal piece by you, my friend. And
so you get it? I was talking about poetry throughout the entire poem. And that's why at the end I say poetry, I be wed. So,
is that the one you did on the Get Down? You were talking about wedding?
Uh-uh.
Or was that
poetry? No. No. This one is actually several years old. I'll inbox you that poem from the Get Down.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I'll put it in the event page.
Oh, okay, well, send me the event page or put my name on the event page so I can find it.
Okay, we'll do. I can definitely do that for you. So, in the meantime, where can we also reach you?
So you can find me on Facebook under Emilia T. Davis. Emilia, space T, space Davis, or at Poetical Angel Queen. And then I have a like page called Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. I could be found on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation under Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. And you can find me on TikTok. And you can even Google my name, and there I'll come up. So you can find me just about anywhere.
Okay. You're just Miss Fabulous is all over the place, y'all. So, you know, you can't miss her. So, Poetical Angel Queen, thank you for coming on the show. I'm going to put you back on the couch, and I hope you can stay along so I might bring you back on. So, stay tuned, okay?
Okay. Sounds fabulous. All right.
Fabulous. Fabuloso. All right, now. Talk to you.
When I wake up, no makeup, half naked, I feel like I'm the shit. Pardon my language, but hang-ups do not define the kid. No, I'm not flawless, I'm scarred up and I'm fine with it. My body are the laundry list of all of life's unkindnesses. But I still sip tea and chant om and live free. Cause hardships and heartbreaks turn to rap epiphanies. And mom told me stay woke cause all gold ain't glistening. Choose your words wisely cause all knowing's listening. But no worries, I'm Gucci, my thighs are a little juicy. My dialogue, a little awkward, my idols still move me. My life is a movie like Raheem and Mookie. I'm just trying to do the right thing, hope that it improves me. My bamboos are costume to me, you'll be soon accustomed to me. This tomorrow I got royal hemoglobin coursing through me. And my strength is now inhuman, I get that straight from my homie. Signed in silver mouth, the grill of yours and truly.
You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up, cause you're so damn fine. Just the way you better are.
I was in that mirror like 4 or 5 times a week on my mile of beats, reciting affirmations like holy writing. I still don't know everything, But I guess confessions from 8x11s and studio sessions seem like it's only right. And trust me, this my therapy, fuck your couch. Finna murk all these Murphy types, funny style, let me shut your mouth. Touch me, I'm slaughtering crews, squads, goons, teams. The queen is coming to rule your region, coming for all of your asses, plus your house. I ain't always have it in me, no tolerance for pretending. I was 14 years old, forcing pills down my throat, so my baby fat diminished. Still got these scars from cutting my wrist when I thought the life was finished. Now they remind me what my lows look like, now I know the sky's the limit. Okay, never claim to be perfect, that's an impossible dream. I'm just saying that I'm worth it, that's a responsible thing. Spend half my life trying to find my life from outside sources. Why the only voice that mattered came from me?
You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up, cause you're so damn fine just the way you are. You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up, cause you're so damn fine just the way you are.
When Rocco is, she's too aggressive, that's too masculine. Her content a little too obsessive, just relax a bit. She say she got, that's narcissistic, just the fact of it. Nah, I don't really F with female rappers, that's just sacrilege. Glad I learned early not to internalize every income. Daddy told me with every opinion there comes a sphincter. And they would rather see them thoughts than popularize a thinker. Why them lying archetypes is chasing cat, I'm trying to sphincter. Rap barrels can caramello, apparel mainly vintage. Mero composer, warrior, so every verse became a vengeance. Went through too much hair to not be fine, but they still feigning ignorance. So now I can't to clip my just do with remaining interest. Baby, I'm a star without the flash frame of entry. Came out the doctor up the entire game upon my entry. Kept it 100, messed around and gained another century. In this now I'm aimed to pop off till my mental chamber's empty. I'm unbothered, your standards is irrelevant. I might F around and rock a body, all this for the hell of it. They've been trying to martyr me for ages cause my melanin. So now I'm soaking UV rays with sugar slathered on my adamant. My dude, I'm magic, my game is God is my mood. It's savage, that gang is kind. My move and mountains, my range, astonishing days. The sun is like rain and comets, they blazing. Trails to planets all hail, it's kind of amazing. That's right, we'll call it self-love. Discovered I was dope and indulge like a skeleton. And you could call me arrogant and that's gonna help, love. If you trying to knock me down, your demolition fell, bruh, fell, bruh, fell, bruh, fell.
You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up, cause you're so damn fine just the way you are.
Let the pressure press me into deep aggression. Trying not to see a trial that's truly a blessing. Trying not to speak in negative. Trying to see beyond what's in my island. Trying to take a deep dive in. Try to know that my blackness by nature comes with taxes. Pathology come with being tilted off your axis. You wanna know how far off? Just look at what rap is. It's down south, there's even double meanings to what the trap is. All my years, all my tears, all my fears have been recognized. At least so far, so it's hard for them to be weaponized. So many of us paralyzed to what the light might do to our disguise. So I just wanna keep it live, let the music ride, get the people high, for the wretched development one more time. About to let out screams like the unborn kind, it's about to be shown to the world for the first time.
When you know you got fame in the game, in a catalog of flames, no shame is a vibe, ain't it? You roll with the glow that they're trying to overthrow, it's a no, yeah, it's hard to describe it. We know it's alright, we've been thieves in the night, rocking everyone inside, while the suckers taking pride, and we always keep it live, everybody stand by, keep it in the line.
Like take another shot. Misguided minds just by design will try to find the slightest kind of spite designed to fight your grind. You got that little too small feeling to just right. I got that little too ball living my best life. Positive visions when you try to picture me. Conscious about my people still a slight pimp in me. And even though in time the road's quite slippery, just know that you're not going to deprive just for me. Chuck that, the power, we fight physically. You don't understand, we fight literally. Hope it's not a strategy, that's my epiphany. If you don't see it, then hey, we just vibe differently.
When you know you got fame in the game, in a catalog of flames, no shame, it's a vibe, baby. You roll with the flow that they try to overthrow. It's a known, yet it's hard to describe it. We know it's all right, we've been thieves in the night, rocking everyone inside while the sun is taking pride, and we always keep it live. Everybody's hand high, keep it in the line, it's a vibe.
Fully figured out, all important in you and of you. Unfiltered confidence displaying sexiness in persistent bloom. Enormous illustrations of your multiverse, forever expanding the institutes going forward, never reverse. A delicate pearl, straight convictions and exhibiting pieces of your peace. Complete exposed, spiritually naked, sensually discreet, an open book, worldly complexities fully created and evolving constantly, indifferent to measurements, your waist beads fit perfectly. Hoping you don't mind, I wrote this poem to applaud your greatness in this lifetime. lavish multitudes of a BBW, black, beautiful, and wise, designing, digging all the designs of your magnificent plus size, not just body, but in mind. My words synchronize your discoveries, honoring success of your past struggles and wonderful recoveries. There's no shame in this game display. Roses are earned and thorns of haters couldn't discern your elevation, only demonstrating one's emancipation that's big and sexy. The telephone number to call is 319-527-6300. That's 319-527-6300. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is Poetic Therapy. I am the djembe poet, Rob Morrow, the Perla Negra. My co-host is at a poetry event, and she's having a good time, and she ain't worried about us, but I know she loves us and all that. So anyway, so we're going to go ahead and get it started once again. We have a few more people on the call here. It's great to see you on Spit, so let's get it in. And once again, the telephone number to call is 319-527-6300. Please press 1. So coming up, we have area code 815. 815 is in the building. Who are we speaking with?
Hello and good evening. Happy Saturday. It's Gina Storm.
Oh, you want some more therapy, sister? What's up? What's up?
So I'm not here by myself. I actually brought the Small House of Poetry. I have Timothy Whispers, Jerry King, the elder himself, Wallace Reed, and his mom, Donna Reed, all in queue. We could actually do a mini speed round if that would be possible.
Yeah, I guess we can do that, Kenny. Yeah, I guess that's fine. Based on what I'm trying to say is, you know, they couldn't call. Are they on the online right now?
I actually have them. We're in the den at Clubhouse. That's an app that we all use, and we're part of the Small House of Poetry. We're actually all locked, loaded, and ready to go. We don't actually need any fanfare. We could actually just go from myself to Timothy to Jared to Wallace and to Donna.
All right.
If that would be possible. I'm not trying to interrupt the flow of the show or the therapy that you are providing this evening. I just simply want to know that we're here for support.
Okay. I can do that. That's fine, but on one condition.
All right.
Answer, you know, all of you, before you sit, give me a quick synopsis of the question that I gave to the other poets. How do you feel before and after you do a poem? So, without further ado, you have the floor.
All right, I'll kick it off. It'll go from me to Timothy Whispers, and then from Timothy Whispers to Just Jay. From Just Jay to Wallace, and then to his mom, Mama Donna. How do I feel before I go on stage is the question.
Yeah, how do you feel? Well, how you feel, well, if you go on stage or on a blog talk show like ours, how do you feel before you spit a piece and after you spit it? That's all.
Okay, before I spit a piece, I'm nervous and anxious, and after I spit the piece, I feel like if I did what I was supposed to do and I lived in my purpose, then I crushed it. So I'm simply going to give you something off the dome so that you can know what it's like to be me.
All right. Mic is yours.
My name is Gina Storm, but on this day, this was something beyond the norm. See, I was 5 hours in on Clubhouse in the kitchen in the Small House of Poetry when I started my mission. They told me that all I had to do was participate in the speed rounds. Jared King was the host of the show because Wally Reed was not available. And that's okay because the kitchen is still part of the small house of poetry. All I had to come on and be was indigenous to me. So my reality was I needed to get my poetic therapy. This is my reality. See, sometimes I have things that are going on in my actual life that are just too heavy. I can do the heavy lifting. I assure you that I am built for this. I did powerlifting in high school, and I could lift my own actual weight. Right now, I'm about a buck 55, and I could pick that up without any hesitation. I promise you I would not hesitate. But the reality is this. I need poetry because it's not just my mission. It's not my destiny. Nor is it my given gift. No, this is what I was built to do. I assure you that if poetry came indigenous to me, it would be my actual conversation. And I assure you, if you would speak to me, you would hear poetic lines in my rhymes every time I spoke to you, morning, noon, and night. But the reality is, I didn't know that this was my gift. Poetry was something that had become new to me. I found out that I was a poet probably after around the time that I turned 40, and now I'm 52, and if I'm blessed to be, I'll be 53 in December. I am a winter-born, warm-spirited person. I say there's a light inside of me that illuminates the night at night, and I would be the stars that will make you see that everything's going to be all right. You don't have to look for your nightlight or your flashlight to find out how you're going to get to the next place. I will show you that this is a happy place. I brought my poetry to the mic tonight so that all of you could feel like you will be all right. See, poetic therapy is something that is indigenous to all of poets. We need this like we need to inhale, exhale, and breathe. Yes, I am poetry personified. So I will simply give the mic to Timothy Whispers, my brother in rhyme. This will not be a crime, but this is the mic for you, my brother, and in peace.
Hey, hey.
Okay. Hello?
I go on stage.
All right. That was dope. You coming out? Can you come up to the phone, please? I can barely hear you, Gina.
I'm sorry. Say it again. Hold on, Timothy. Hold on 1 second, bro. Tim, hold on 1 second. He can't hear you. Hold on 1 second. Okay.
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
Are you ready for the next poet?
Yeah, but I can. Can you come up to the phone? I can barely hear you.
Okay, so I wanted to give the mic to the next poet.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Now, Tim, and see if we can hear you.
Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, how I feel before I go on stage is charged, and I by the time I get off the stage, by the time I'm on stage, I'm be charged, and by the time I get off the stage, I'm high as Cooter Brown. This poetry is a high for me, and I love it. That being said, I will say this. Keep hearing footsteps fade in the dark. Sometimes I feel like just maybe her design is different. Like maybe something is missing. See, it's been a long time since affection and kissing, and I was just reminiscing about the past. And even if there is a future, but I keep losing my soul view. Trying to hold on to the materialized emotions that have been gone before I realized what happened. Now I'm trapped in this bitterness, and I keep asking God for forgiveness because I really don't want to hate you. See, this love. This love, it made me feel like a caged elf that stayed in one place chasing its tail. See, I'm only human after all, so don't put your blame on me, and I won't put mine on you. But we we just keep climbing through. The windows of our souls, trying to hold on to that dust. Yeah, baby, you know that same dust that we left each other in. Now we're smothered in confusions, illusions, and repairs with no tools. But, baby, we look like two fools. Or maybe jesters with no jokes. I had a dream about you in my dream. It spoke highly of you. We were in a park and we were sharing an ice cream cone, and then my phone rang. Damn. It woke me up, and I was late for reality. Hoping that the truth wasn't mad at me, but the pillow next to me was empty. I pray to God you don't resent me for being over, but baby, we keep falling backwards. But sometimes, we balance in the middle, and I'm riddled because making love to you was cosmic, and our relationship was always gothic and shifty, and I always got to become the Batman in your Gotham City. And then we laugh at the penguins in our love because it was small to begin with, but I never really understood your two-face, but sometimes I need that because it feels strange when you're the same, and we came a long way, only to end up at two different places at the same time. You said your heart shattered. Well, I framed mine when it snapped in two. And I keep it on the shelf in my house right next to the Gorilla Glue, because sometimes I'm still feeling you. And we share mixed emotions with no boat to float, and you cry me a river, then my lips quiver, because I'm holding back the Hoover Dam and my tear ducts, because I'm stuck. I'm stuck on your shore, searching for my shore, possibly our shore to be sure of. But this is what it sounds like when doves cry. Oh.
I'm always thinking about hitting all my marks just right as far as my poem goes. I like to have a certain amount of tension when I go into my poetry. And I use that as my energy. I'm about to go into this poem. And afterwards, I feel relief. That's only if I feel like I hit it at a certain mark. Throughout the ages, battle lines have been drawn on chest, with plans of winning minds and hearts. For our mission as gladiators, we bear ourselves naked to become combatants in the skewed game of love and loss. As we pay good hard life to mount cold lifeless horses, we advance the cavalry in the circular menagerie as we hold tight to this murderous merry-go-round called love. As love slings lovers from the tops of the precipice to the depths of living death, a headspace where all color is void and stripped from life, and our hearts turn the enemy punish our bodies in a relentless manner, not quite human. As if we were never one symbiotic being. In an act of unadulterated pure jealousy, our thoughts attack the body because we chose not with our minds, but from the steep heap of our wantings and our shortcomings. As we stand in disbelief, marveling at the outcomes and consequences. Consequences that seek to forever mar our once simple view of true love, once thought unbinding, now lost in the folds of regret and sorrow, unyielding to the umpteenth degree. My moans are muted and my arms are locked at the shoulders. How else can I not tell you? When the fog of war claws my recollections, my memory is polluted from the foul stench of my own burning heart, as I sit in the center of my own desolation, as I unabashedly cry out to God to deliver me from this flesh, to deliver me from the trap of my own machination. Just wring this heart out. Lord, I thought I knew depths. Now I fear what I do not know more than what I thought was respectful just before. I thank you for making me to live, even if it is against my own will. Because I would have tied an anchor to my ankle and dove into the deepest abyss days ago. Now my ability to see does not extend past this moment, held captive on an ocean of pain battered by its waves unceasingly and increasing frequency. My ego, that was a towering monolith covered in senseless hieroglyphs, my mind stripped of its defenses, elaborate insecurities. Why, when I am defenseless, am I truly free? see that that was always meant for me, fighting for the spoils of war, when fighting blind. It's me, battling me. Paul.
Miss Donna.
Oh, I thought it was Wallace. Okay.
Wallace is on the phone. I didn't know if Wallace was free. Is Wallace free? Wallace?
I'll go.
Go ahead, Donna.
Hi. Yes. How do I feel when I get up on the stage? Nervous, anxious, unsure. How do I feel when I leave the stage? Relieved. That stress has been put to rest. So, yeah, that's how I feel. And I'm going to start with this piece. Pain is an emotion or physical reaction that no one wants to experience. We have an aversion to feeling pain, whether it be due to emotions or physical injury. I still have a special relationship with my pain. I nurture it. I cultivate it. I hold on to it. I don't share it with anyone. Through my life, every emotion has been compromised. But baby, this pain has never let me down. My pain has highlighted the most difficult times in my life. The memories can be so painful, I can't even remember most of them. Pain has allowed me to banish my most difficult moments to another regions of my mind. I will not scream, holler, jump, put on a show for you to see my pain. That's my pain. I am selfish with my pain. You can't have my misery. I have to have something you can't take. Watch me cry? Never, baby, never. That is a sign of weakness that I can't afford for you to witness. The physical pain I have endured in silence, ooh, let me tell you about it. Having my tooth pulled without Novocaine, gripping the chair, screaming in my head, the dentist asked, why didn't you say something? At the time, I did not have an answer. It came to me the other day. You would not have my pain. I fell down two steps at a restaurant late one night. I had been drinking. I felt embarrassed and ashamed. The physical pain canceled the emotional pain. Hey, friend, thank you for coming to my rescue. Now I no longer have to deal with that emotional stuff anymore. I got up and brought my friend home on the other side of town, dropped her off and went back home myself. I up to the stairs to my second floor apartment, thinking it was a sprain, popped my left foot on the pillow and went to sleep. Glad I had been drinking to take some of the excruciating pain that I refused to acknowledge. In some way, it was easier to concentrate on the physical pain. It wasn't a sprain, but a broken ankle. Damn it, my kids were correct. My crying is not for your entertainment. My tears can only be shared with someone trusted. You will not stand and observe my pain for your consumption. This pain is mine, not to be dissected with your opinions and recriminations. I've had enough for myself. So, yeah, you can't have my pain. Poem.
Yes, I'm always excited before I get going. And I always, you know, feel just, you know, a sense of relief when I'm done. But, you know, I'm buzzing either way. I'm excited when I start, excited when I end, because I know I put the work in with the pen. So that's really where I stand. So I'm going to get to this piece. I'm going to wake up heavy, mind, body, and spirit weary. The weight of sorrow, regret, guilt, loneliness crushing your existence. When those feelings pile on and you see dark clouds and daylight, I know that the weather may call for tears today. There's cleansing in those saline tracks that streak down your face. Body racking signs ventilate the soul, allowing you to breathe clear again. We have ignored the cleansing power of the torrent of tears. We allowed this belief that crying is bad to force us to hold back the waters until the dam bursts. Allow the tears to flow and wash away the debris of your death issues. Dance between the teardrops, singing your heart's song of catharsis. Allow yourself to breathe out with each exhale, those things that look to trap you in despair. Throw out convention of your supposed strength. Walk like it's wail like it's a war cry, and defeat the creeping specter of depression's express representatives. Let your tears be acid to destroy their form. Understand and wield the power that resides in a good cry. No longer bottled up emotions. Eradicate the ridiculous notion that all tears are to be avoided. When I came to this realization that it was a lie, I unlocked a tool to keep me alive, and now those heavy weights are lifted, and the elder has spoken.
I want to thank you for allowing this small house of poetry for having your mic tonight. We needed this therapy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. They were dope. They were off the chain. And I'm glad you guys came through. Can you give us your names again, please?
Okay, so it was Gina Storm, Timothy Whispers, Jerry King, a.k.a. Just Jade, the Small House of Poetry, Mama Donna, a.k.a. Miss Donna, and the Elder has spoken, Wallace Reed.
Wow. That is the crew there. That is definitely, and I definitely, and, you know, just really have all these different, especially the one about pain. Ooh, that was dope. That was dope. Phenomenal. So, but anyway, I hope you guys are. I want you guys to stick around because we are gonna make an attempt at least to do a speed round. So I want you guys to be on cue online when that goes down. So. And Gina, you know, thank you for coming through. Thanks for inviting them. This is really off the chain. Anything else?
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity for the Small House of Poetry being able to show up and show out. We all need this therapy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So we're going to ahead put you back on the lounge, go back into the office in the lounge and just relax, and we'll call you back up when we need to do that speed round, okay?
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you. Gina Storm and friends coming through and showing out on the therapy. Woo! Now that's wowsy, wowsy. Woo!
They know who we be.
They know who we be, but do we know who we be? This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. I am Rob Marl, the djembe poet in the building. This is Poetic Therapy with myself and La Perla Negro, who is on assignment, doing her thing with the poetry event with the other Epiphany members, and they left me hanging, so it is what it is. But we are throwing down. We're doing a damn thing here. It's all in love, it's all in therapy, and we're going to go ahead and continue on. Next on the microphone, we got area code 240. 240, welcome to the therapy. Who do we have on the call?
Hey, you got Joe the Rubber Mind Dancer. What's up, Rob the djembe poet? How you feeling, sir?
Bro, I should have, I expect that it was you. Because 240, I have to keep my mind on the 240 and know that it's you, so I don't have to worry about calling out your name or checking to find out who it is. But what's up, G? How you been?
I'm just chilling, man. I just came back in from one of my niece's birthday events. So I just came back in from that. That's why I'm a little late, but I'm here now, brother. I've been good, man. I've been good.
Cool, man. Thank you for coming through, man. Yeah, how was the little gathering, man?
Oh, it was nice, man. We was about to hit another spot, but I said, nah, drop me off, man, because I wanted to, show you some love, man, give respect to the new platform you got going on, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother. So, you know what, Elder, man? You got to answer the question, how do you feel when you, and this is going to be interesting hearing from you, hearing you say it, man. Yeah, you know it. But I'm going to go ahead and ask it anyway. How do you feel before you get on the mic, and how do you feel after you get on the mic?
Man, I always feel a little nervous before I get on the mic, but afterwards, man, there's a sign of relief, especially when, you get feedback from the audience, you get a sense that they liked it, and they show you that they liked it and shit, so a sense of relief, afterwards, but always nervous before.
Right. And that's what the end. That's definitely what's up, man. Just have that feeling, man, and keep it going. But I ain't gonna waste any more time. This is your platform right now. So give us a little therapeutic poetry and vibes and knowledge, Elder. You got this, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. You're on the floor.
This piece was titled "Mixed Messages." It's the 4th of July, and I'm thinking September. August is too hot, making my skin feel like embers. A fourth of fools' lives gives me pause to remember. 3/4 of the time, we were treated like criminals. Between these lines are a ton of subliminals. In my mind, in these times, there's no righteous individuals. I have to be honest here. I really appreciate porn. I drift sometimes from my previous state of mind to get off quick and return to my norm. Fast forward the blowjob, I don't need to see a whole slob. Get me to the place where that ass is shaped just like a whole heart. But the heart of the matter is, who matters? We vote for people who just chatter. When we're up at the plate to state our case, we swing with the fucking batter without a bat. Batter, batter, swing. What chair is this who sits and does nothing? But hairs you split and can't figure out one thing. I was thinking how my life has been so mundane. I called her over so we can do that fun thing. Basically, I was just thinking about coming. I mix some drinks just singing and humming. The bell rings and I say, hey, baby, well, come in. What's cracking? What's popping? Let's get this shit in. Now I'm drifting again to political woes. I'm going to jail if I knock up this hoe. I've been rocking a sock for so fucking long. I'm going to lie like a Republican on Fox in the morning. But foxes be snoring after intimately using them. Unless you're just boring now. That ain't no confusion there. Is my eclectic mind experiencing delusions, dear? Then place your body to the window and I'll bring up the rear. You left the foreplay at the doorway. I'm not serving you to have it your way. Bring two toys and enjoy this impromptu four-way. So is Norway getting into this whole UN thing? I believe in Sweden, but does Amsterdam still swing? I'm going off on a tangent, but my math doesn't add up. My domain of cosine in a right angle triangle. Turn around and sip the remnants from my dangle. While I'm semi-political, I will focus on clitoral. Stimulation is key, and I'm being quite literal. There's a huge difference between being conservative or liberal. Free your mind, and in time, I will part your lips for you. In the mean of my scene, spread your hips while I'm kissing you. No dismissals or acquittals, just some lube and no spittle. I'm a hungry man, and my plan is to eat you like victuals. Is the 4th of July just a reminder who's still killing you? In the back of my mind, I'm still focused on thrilling you. Hocus pocus while the SCOTUS takes your will. Now they're stripping you. You had the right last night, but tomorrow you're stuck. Just when we're about to have a friendly fuck. I was listening to the news and I heard, say what? I got my mind made up, and you don't get it any time. Enjoy this moment before fucking is a crime. There's a sailor down your throat, and he found your fallopian. This new world order seems very dystopian. Suicide's on the rise with that built bull that you're coping with. No wonder Big Pharma gets away with that oxy shit. Now, them motherfucker got balls. Well, let's just say they got moxie shit. White-collar criminals in every city hall. Not even subliminal when they rewrite the laws. They're making changes to arrangements for a firing squad. Mixed messages are a vestige like that Fifth Avenue call. The 4th of fools lies with that red, white, and blue shit. The Constitution lies with that we equal you shit. Two flags still fly. Who won? Now that's some true shit. Confederate mind still ruling with that cruel shit. As we lay here face to face, let's get back to me and you. Shit. Where's the wire to the wand? I want to try out some new shit. Nights like this in our bliss, many babies were spawned. And now that's a semi-response. Would you rather I pause? I told you before, I was getting them draws. like a milkshake to a straw. Your jaws are deflated. Before you came over, I would have simply masturbated. Let's not go back in time when the master dictated. The ways of the slave are so biblically, religiously educated men still fuck. No matter what gender, they still say what's up. The sensual mind is inertly corrupt. No more change for this vibrating brain, time's up. A coke was a source of abortion, fizzed up. In conclusion, our collusion was an illusion with fluff. The right to bear arms is the right to do harm. And that right they won't fuck with, sure enough. Mixed messaging being the message we're receiving. They can do what they want to us without grieving. How many more times can they commit a crime and leaving us cold and dead and not breathing? It's my peace. Thanks for having me.
Bruh. You know what, man? Like I said, you was going to show up and show the hell out better late than never. Now, you got to get me. You got to go back. Let's rewind. Give me line about the spirit. You rather be clitoral than spiritual, or clitoral or spiritual. Give me that line.
Okay. While I'm semi-political, I will focus on. When I'm semi-political, I will focus on clitoral. Stimulation is key, and I'm being quite literal.
Okay. Yeah, have I heard that piece before? Because you be like, God damn.
Nah, you never heard that before, bro.
Oh man, you're gonna go. People are gonna go crazy here, man. I'm telling you, Joe. that was off the chain, man. That was God damn. Wow. Anyway, brother, yo.
But I will tell you, I did write it for your show.
Okay, a little, yeah, it's post-poetic therapy, but, you know, y'all motherfuckers, like, y'all get a little freaky shit. Like, it's sexy therapy than Sophie. I'm all for it, man. So, that's funny, though. But anyway, yo. I appreciate you coming through, brother. We're going to have a speed round, so I'm going to give you the details and the rest of the polls and the details. So sit back, sit tight, and we're definitely going to get back to you, man. But once again, thanks for coming through. We're going to put you back into the lounge there to relax and, you know, do things I probably don't want to discuss. You know, that's why we have therapy. But anyway, once again, thank you, Joe, for coming on, and we'll bring you back on, all right?
All right, bro. I'll be here. Thanks, man.
No. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. Joe the Real Mind Dancer. Wow. Anyway, so we got about just slightly over 15 minutes until we go to the archives. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and do a speed round. So what I'm going to do, and basically when you hear the beep or the unmuted sound, you go ahead and go into your piece. Now, Gina, hopefully that your friends are still listening and representing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to push your mic. When I push beep or when you hear beep or unmuted, whoever who's going to spit, go ahead and spit, and then I'm going to mute your number once again so I can go to the next person on the call. And, you know, and then once I get back to you, then that the next person's on your who's on the call there. The other person's on the call, they go and spit too. So that's how we're gonna do it, okay? So anyway, so let's go take another music break. This is Poetic Therapy on Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. The telephone number to call, we got 15 minutes, less than 15 minutes, so we go into the archives, is 319-527-6300. That's 319-527-6300. And we will do the speed round right after this. Voice Therapy, Epiphany Radio.
Wow, wow. What's up,
God
cat?
Dang.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez. The motherfucking dog house battle cat collaboration
what?
Right
what?
Here.
What?
You know
what?
This motherfucker bang
oh,
got
cool.
To see.
Dang.
Straight West Coast thing.
A lot of people
strip. I bang with the gang that don't need no intro. We run from East Long Beach to West South Central. Credentials to kick flows and rip shows. Dip foes and pimp hoes while the end don't blow. You know that West Coast low mentality. Focused on reality but living in a whole nother galaxy. We keep it straight hard, go guard the spot. Bang and snatch chains in the parking lot. Don't matter, it still be fine hoes together. Pick about the thickest bitch and I got to have her. It's routine to cool clean, let's hit the show. You know we all fucking once they glimpse the phone. The satin in my hand, pack the gat on my lap. Cause it's hating when you're skating and your pockets is fat.
Right.
Don't act for a minute like your ass surprised. Just recognize the real way the gangsters cry. If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. So all the real niggas stay gangsted up. We making paper suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the script and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. Keep it real, motherfuckers, stay gangsted up.
It's going down, motherfuckers. Like that, sound like Battle Cat. And upstairs with that. And the knocking don't stop. I hope nobody don't call the cops. It don't stop. The beat to make it pop lock. Not better yet, cuz the shit'll keep your Glock cock. You think I'm trippin'? Fool, I ain't bullshittin'. You better read up on the shit to keep the Lakers non-fiction. Watch out for the friction. This West Coast on mine. And fuck anybody dissin', nigga, listen. Doghouse style, cause I'm a gangster crib. See walking holding on the extra clip. Now you wanna be a friend, but you gon' make me alone and slap the other clip in and reload. You wanna go toe to toe, set my pistol down on the ground, on the pound, nigga, hell no.
I'm not playing gangster love, cause it just lives in me. And when I feel enough, I guess that's when I'll be somebody. One fan, what will he see? Nigga, don't speak on me.
Speak on me,
I won't die, so let me be.
Yeah.
We all from the street, somebody.
I'm a Long Beach Eastside, mad ass lunatic, gang bang, slap a bitch nigga out to get a grip.
Yeah.
On the grind, getting mine, ask the homies on the 9-2-0,
you know.
We still own niggas who talk bitch shit. Real niggas feel this, let's get rich. Under the sun, with the young 2-1, TLC, and all the DPG. Down for whatever, whoever wanna see me now. You looking like me, I guess you wanna be me now. It take a whole lot to be Snoop Deagle Dub. You gotta put it down and always stay G'd up. All-star shoes with the G apparel. If I fall in the club, I might bust a pair of Stacey Adams. You never catch me looking R&B. I might be in a 3-piece suit looking way OG. Blazing the apps with the homie cat. A rough dog, cause I love putting hustlers on the map. I keep it gangster for show though, low. And always got the motherfucking dodo smoke. For all my lopes and kin folks, this is for y'all. Let me hit something, dog. Beware my click. We hopping and dropping. Nothing but the gangster shit. If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. For all my real niggas, stay gangsted up. We making paper suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the script and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. Keep it real, motherfucker, stay gangsted up.
Gangsta.
Doghouse. Something for the 9-5 plus 4 pennies.
Doghouse.
Trade E, Goldie Low. Yeah. My nigga Battle Cat on the beat.
For sure.
Busted for life.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
West side. Yeah. You can't spell the West without the ES. Oh yeah. We connecting, y'all. That's how we do it.
Do it to
him. And we out.
See ya.
She be that.
gift wrapped and lovely, that heart so waited for. With opened arms, true heart praying for. You be that most definitely precious present delivered straight from heaven, where all things are beautiful. You be that, and I just pray that I be that for you. I wanna be.
This is Sonic, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
So we're going to go ahead and get started with the speed round. When I open your mic, you go ahead and spit. And when you're done, say end piece.
Star Spangled Banner, I ain't pledging shit. I got a grievance against the allegiance unfurled in a swirl of pretense. I can't count the lives spent in this defense, even when those 13 stars made sense. But they didn't, did they? I mean, not while they were defending keeping slaves. Oh, so proudly she waved. Well, the bombs are still bursting in air. Raise your hands if you feel life ain't fair. Better yet, kneel in solidarity. I mean, who can tweet with such clarity? That's somewhat of a parody. There's no doubting the disparity. So let's add a few more stars. 50 in the 60s, and what those men, and what are those men now kneeling for? Just trying to be what those stars claim, to be free. Yeah, we fought in his wars, still treated like our sores. Well, we came back to what for, but we swore to defend his honor while still being dishonored. How patriotic can you be? Because overseas, some folks there didn't see what you saw. But fuck the stars. What about those stripes? We bore more of them on our backs after the blood beatings. They became those prison types. Yikes, did I say that? You're damn right I did. Folks just trying to live. How about this? Live up to those ideals. You remember, right? All men are created equal. Or was that just for your people? Because that flag over them steeples, those salutes with the stiff arm, are trying to get back to the prequel. I mean, for real, dude. It's not about the flag. Bullshit swag is based upon raising hands, man, some of us feel that's wasted on. Have you tasted harm from a country where you went in arms, losing limbs, losing friends, come back home and you still a yeah to them? It only symbolizes a place, a home on the map, because if it symbolized reality, it would look like crap. Are you saluting that? It can mean what you want it to. I don't demean because I think it's cool. That's that chump fool. Just don't wave the flag in vain because its value cannot be received in pain. Next artist.
So I have another situation in which I'm going to bring some of the people from the Small House of Poetry with me. I'm going to start with Jared. No, we're going to start with Wallace and then Donna, myself, and then Jared. Wallace, Elder, the mic is yours.
They said we are dangerous, so they caged us in concrete bars of ghettos, watched us scrape and claw for the limited resources they supplied, pumped our neighborhoods full of guns and drugs, and shake their heads at the amount of crime and death it caused since the birth of a nation. Whenever we got too organized, too civilized, or too successful, they said we were coming to take their place. their wives and daughters. We would rage stirred up envy and hate, then sanction the man for their mob actions with lack of accountability. When they burn and kill, asked Mrs. Till. Bombed and flooded anything we made strong. What they did to our towns was wrong. Killing our leaders, making them martyrs. They said, let us have a picnic. Then take pictures of us as strange fruit. They said we will make no gains unless we fight for all people. While others get the closed ranks and only be concerned for themselves, we're told the illusion of inclusion is the only way we get the conclusion we desire. They said to us, you can be anything. Just grab on to the American dream. Work real hard in school or learn how to work with tools. With hard work and determination, you'll be a credit to this nation. But they redlined neighborhoods, refused to hire qualified candidates, denied access to schools and funds. Then they said it was unfair when we built our own. We can't even highlight when our businesses are owned by are black-owned. They said, what if I promoted my business as white-owned? What is there to highlight? Well, 71% of businesses are owned by whites. They don't understand that the black dollar only stays with blacks for 6 hours, consuming all our buying power. They said, we're unpatriotic, but we fought in every major conflict. It was former slaves who first observed Memorial Day to commemorate the fallen. What's more patriotic than holding this country to the words of the founding father? They said he was a lone wolf shooter. They said he was a troubled soul. But the people living in the hells of the ghetto never snapped and killed 19 innocent children. They said they feared for their lives. When the empty hand of a black man is more intimidated than an active shooter who was white. They said all of our protests are riots. Storming the Capitol is only civil unrest. They said it wasn't even a protest, as if attacking to see the government is not a huge issue. Everything they said is a new dog whistle, but they forgot their actions are living epistles. We see what they do. They said innumerable things that concern me and you, but mostly they said nothing true. And the elder has spoken.
I hate this. Feeling so damn powerless. This shit is devastating to me. How do you come back from feeling worthless? I don't know if I ever will. Is this how a prostitute feels? I'm a whore in the making. I'm just not getting paid. That I have no control over my body? You enter me without invitation? Determined to get your dick wet? Your strength is overwhelming my attempts to get you off of me? I am so ashamed that I ever had sex with you willingly. I'm a strong woman who has always thought I could protect myself. I just didn't know I needed to protect myself from you. Fuck, I was so goddamn wrong. How did I get here? Why is he doing this to me? I thought you said you loved me. This doesn't feel like love. It feels like hate. It feels like power. It feels like you don't give a fuck about me. How do you love someone and force yourself on them? And them? I don't want this. I don't want you. I feel dirty and used. I scream within my mind, why? Why? Damn, you're so fucking stupid. How do you find yourself in these situations? Damn. I'm scared, but I can't show it. I'm scared. Just lay there. No, I got to get up. I can't get up. I don't know if he'll get angry. I don't want to get hurt. Stop fighting him. He'll be done soon. So he takes your body. He can't take your mind. I'm just a repository for his cum, just like a blow-up doll. What the fuck did I do to deserve this? He doesn't even care that I feel nothing but disgust for him. No, I'm not kissing you. You're not making love to me. You are invading me. I don't deserve this disrespect. This strength is overpowering. The smell of you sickens me. Then you have the nerve to ask, do you like it? Do you like it? Are you fucking kidding me? Like I'm a willing participant? Fuck you. I let you into my life. I deserve this, I guess. This is what you get. When will you ever learn? No one loves you. Oh, my God, no. Here comes the ultimate betrayal. My body's becoming aroused. How do I stop this from happening? I am desperate for a solution. He needs to understand that he will not get my pleasure. I start to chant. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. This is a litany I whisper into his ears continuously. I do this until he reaches his psyche. He is unable to reach his climax. I exercise the only weapon in my arsenal. I pray that he feels a small dose of shame for what he did to me. I get up and go to the bathroom to wash his stench off of me. I get back in the bed and turn my back down. Tears roll down my eyes as I cry silently. In the morning, I get up, act like nothing happened. Unfortunately, this is not the first time this has occurred. I am desperate for someone to lay beside me. I accept this act like this is normal. I don't know how to get out of this trap. I shut down mentally, withdraw emotionally from the one I trust the most. I want to die, but I'm a coward and I can't kill myself. This is also why I can't tell him to get the fuck out. I don't want anyone to know what I endured in the name of love, if that's what you call it. To the women who have experienced this, I hope you know you are not alone. You are worthy, you are loved, you deserve better. To the men, I want you to know the thoughts of a woman who experienced partner rape. If you recognize yourself in this piece, it's
time to change expeditiously.
Amelia? Poetic Angel, you're on the air.
Yes. You are the beat of my heart. You're absolutely the rhythm that keeps me alive. The day you stepped into my world was the moment my life began again. Your eyes, bright orbs of forever, as I fell into the vision of your soul. Your voice is a melodic baritone, a rhapsody of love. My beloved Chocolate King, you are everything I waited for and so much more. When I am in your embrace, I'm swept away to heaven. I need to feel your lips tenderly upon mine until the earth stops its rotation. Your sweetheart has me wrapped up in you, golden and pure. You have is making love to my mind constantly. I'm mentally prepared to give you all of me, now and forever. Every bit, mind, body, and soul. Our royalty flying across space and time, creating a universe of our love. A king and queen joining together to bring a force unstoppable. No foe will ever destroy our castle of heaven, blending together to create a swirl that is a delightful, delicious dessert of chocolate and peach, a cake our years together into the twilight of our lives. Let's hold hands and walk upon the stars, gliding across the Milky Way into a chocolate forever. Hold me tightly in your embrace where I feel protected, sensing your strength and admiration, creating a super cosmic experience that isn't temporary but permanent. Our spirits intertwine through our love, respect, devotion for each other, a dance of the eternal, a heavenly ordained romantic melody that ebbs and flows. King, come and fly with me to our love nest upon the clouds. Rose petals shall be our bed as our bodies satisfy each other's lust upon our marriage bed of always. This is more than just physical, but two hearts pumping as one. We embrace respect, compassion, grace, and desire for each other. I want to pledge to you on this day my fidelity forever. I will stand by your side during any hardships, financial or health. I shall devote myself fully to our relationship, expressing myself in a honest and open communication, acknowledging you as the head of this union. I want you to know from this day going forward, I shall love you with every beat of my heart. I promise to kingship within our life's journey together. A king, a queen, united as one, forever and always, until death do us part. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
My final wish, see, my last wish is to be at peace. I would like to have peace on earth worldwide, daily for everyone, not just me. From bedtime until the breaking dawn, the peace only our Creator can bring, the kind that gospel composers pen for choirs to sing, peace that would bring happiness and end sadness, and spread love and end crimes that are senseless, leaving the elderly weak and the little ones defenseless no longer. See, peace will make everyone stronger, faster, and joy will be filled with each one of us, because simply this is all that I wish. My last wish is for God's kingdom to come. See, I don't want anything additionally. I just simply want this to be done. That's my only wish, my final wish, my last wish, in peace.
When they come for me, my verbal Smith and Wesson will keep them guessing from which direction came the blast that crushed the minuscule insurrection. I should be as a thief. No clues, only questions of my detection as to serve these out cold confections and get this mic cooking like piping hot convection. When they come for me, they feel protected, adorned the chest protections, but at night, head shot second like Dickens as my eye poke through the scope. I'm not sticking your spokes, the monkey wrench in your works, like mag needles so fly that I float. When I stop, I hover. When I pop the trunk, they shall seek cover. When they come for me, they get more bounce to the ounce than a barrel of blubber. I grab the mic and I bust like rubbers, stay in the lane like clubber. When they come for me, I hand deliver the backhands like Danny Glover to his lover. Tonight, think of me as the return of Mr.'s brother from another mother. Me envisioning your impending leaking got my heart beating. You getting carried away like Bernie's weekend. I'm telling your peep show he's sleeping. The pleasure should be all yours. It has to be an honor to be murdered by pure metaphors. As these smart bombs soar into this arena and kill to death the schemer, a walking misdemeanor, a dreamer, maybe lose my temperament, disremember a chicken contender. Now he shake on and shiver on, finally realize on, he's in the water with a real live tipper on. Note to self, gotta remember my medication. Or like Banner, I be wondering why I be awakening. My arrival has been more anticipated than constipation. Can you hear my elation and my oral palpitation? You should have stayed at home alone and played the session, but now it's your belly that I be baking. Let me tell you, since I was in a deep end of the playpen, head limbs, needle pads, and pins were my best friends. I've been a poetic writer since Bobo Fett and TIE Fighters, crushing itchy bitsy spiders under AF-1s. I use mics like Gatling guns. One dude leg still kicking from the smack that he received in the murder mitten. Nice to meet you, midsection 8, the great out here smiting kittens. Oh, you couldn't even pass guild admissions. Not even AT&T could decipher the cellular division of my mission when I phase like vision. My riddance be bagging cats like kittens, Millie Bo kittens. If you don't stop bullshitting, you will not be forgiven. I take hands just to shake from the quickening. As this gymnast be flipping, my ink be dripping, my poor pen salivates Morgan Harley Wake. This sapiopath scratches his verses on slabs of slate, so I just suggest you just ingest these metaphors from this poet of war that I express like breast to babes. Got him catching the wave like coke, dragging her behind the banana boat. I'm hopelessly dope, jabbing with ad-libs, breaking your bibs on the rope, more bored than the Pope. Got this mic scrubbing them clean like soap. And I'm relentless, like Jason. and the forest blazing. Beef don't be grazing. Beef is not swarm, but it be closely shaven. Beef be feeding the ravens. So quoth the raven.
I write to stretch perimeters where chaos is the case, make me feel so out of place, psychologically homeless and spiritually displaced for not fitting the description. So I'm welcome but not embraced. Low level recognition, but that's life, so says our tormentor. Handing out suicide kits to ease the active self-hate. Label me toxic like an adventure, a symbol to keep on killing us. Knees on our back, we can't breathe. Manic manipulation keeping guns drawn at us. Even bullets, age is just a number. Rather armor piercing or rubber, where Agent Orange declares martial law in your neighborhood. And federal agents in unmarked cars censor the witness to our testimony because they believe all we want to hear is social media gossip. Watching matrimonies crumble live on Facebook, getting clickbait hooked. Male bashing in your sexy 90. You want to have your cake and just eat your words and keep your mask on. COVID got you covered in your urban dwellings and gated suburbs. Writing blocks out the insane, creating these perimeters, roaring like express trains, filled with folks suffering from celebrity-induced whiplash and motherless children running for president, not coping with the past. Disappearing bars, railroad injustices, frustrating the flow of an author, using writing materials, reaching dimly-lit stars. I manifest the greatness in my greatness, renewing subscription as a lifelong member of poetic activism, creating 40 acres with my words and deeds, a mule I don't need, empty rooms, hollow thoughts, cannot clock the momentum. They always move the goalposts, but my kick is still good. Misinformation release accepted your request for an extension. Stimulus packets a day late and $1,000 short. Reverberate collective regards. Social distancing of race soldiers not fucking around no more. It's time to abort their ass and go out with a touch of class. Breaking perimeters, ignoring stupidity and downright sinister. To remove the garbage as I spit the gospel like a minister. Concluding the call of reckoning, liberation has no limits, but some quote the Bible and mind our business, waiting for a savior, a constant no-show, doing our oppressor's bidding, strapping a dildo for a mind fuck. Constant and consistent to beat the indifference, dealing with the same results, raising the bar in a confined ceiling, unwise decisions crumbling afar, ego of melanin, the nail in the coffin, or is it? And peace. I'd like to thank everybody for coming through, representing. Thank you, Joel, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Thank you, Gina Storm and friends. Thank you, Emila T. Davis, Poetical Angel Queen. And for those who are online but didn't have the courage or weren't able to spit your piece, we thank you for coming in and listening. And for those listening online, thank you as well. This is Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. And like I said at the beginning of the show, we have shows throughout the week, 7 days a week. So, you know, kick back, relax, and don't forget to take your socks off. Our next show on Epiphany will be the Inspiration Factory. That will be up on tomorrow night on Sunday. So, once again, thank you everybody for supporting, coming through, and showing love. This is Rob Marl, the Djembe Poet. Hope you have a good evening and stay encouraged. One love, one mic. And we out.
Deafening silence. almost exactly what it needs. A definite maybe. It's just to entice us, curiosity. I can't help but think that this doesn't add up. I'm trying to separate the facts from all the fiction. We're living in a world of contradiction. And if baby you're the truth, then I'm lying next to you. When you're the distance, and I'll be your water. And you're the perfect plan I never thought of. Chasing after you. Ooh, you're the sweetest dream, my incredible. Ooh, yeah, the sun's so bright, your eyes are lighted. Ooh, I can't help but stare at you. So soft your lips, the wind blows in my hair.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.